Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, this is comedian T.K. Kirkland. You listen to the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. You know that I travel all over the world. I meet some of the most amazing people this earth has to offer. And yesterday in my hotel, I was getting some Starbucks, looking crazy. I was real comfortable being, thought I was incognito. Young man recognized me. He knows me by my beard, which is cool, because that's something I really work on, like as my signature piece. When we started talking, he's a youth leader out of Boston, Mass, because there's a lot of kids at this hotel. And I was truly impressed. And when I asked him what was the conference about, he said it was a leadership about religion. It was a conference, and it was all walks of life. And see these kids involved in religion and studies and mentorship to better their lives is amazing. I asked this brother, could he come on my show and talk to the people around the world? Because we know we reach everybody from California to Australia to Japan to Africa. And I'm excited. So his name is Kevin. And Kevin, the first question I want to ask you, and I think I asked you this yesterday, what made you want to get into this?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. Again, I'm a big fan. So being able to rub shoulders with you through conversation is, again, amazing opportunity. So thank you.
You're welcome.
But to answer your question, yeah, what made me want to get into the work I do is, you know, being a young black boy growing up in the inner city and not having a lot of positive male role models, I seek to be that for the, you know, the next generation, the generations behind me, because that's what I felt I needed when I was growing up, when I was a young teen, just to have a positive male role model in my life. So I aim to do that for some young people now.
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, do you stay in the same area that you grew up in?
Yeah, no. So
this, you got to go south.
Okay, yeah. So I was born and raised in Boston, like Boston City proper. I currently live and work in a city called Lowell, Massachusetts, which is like 40 minutes north of Boston. A famous person from there is like the boxer Mickey Ward. He's from Lowell, Massachusetts. It's a real blue-collar city. It has a history of, like, mill worker. The nickname of the city is Mill City because it's famous for its mills and stuff. That's where I stay now. Like, it's about 40 minutes north of Boston. But it's inner city, has a lot of minority. It has a huge minority population. Cambodian population. Yeah, but it's blue collar. It reminds me of where I'm from. It's home now.
Okay, good. Now, I saw a ring on your finger at a young age. What made you get married at a young age?
Yeah, so I'm older than I look. I'm 33. So
you're young.
I'm young.
You look your age, yo. You look good, but you look your age. You gotta remember, I'm much older than you. So
nah, that's true. So what made me want to get married is, I think a lot of the things I look back at in retrospect in my life, and I just want to kind of, like, right the wrongs of, like, what I experienced. I grew up in a single mother household. God bless my mom. She did all that she could do, you know.
Right. I understand.
Five of us. I'm the fourth of five. I have two older sisters, an older brother, and a little brother. I grew up in a single mother household, and I made it important that, you know, when I started bringing children into this world, it was good being a nuclear family so they could grow up with a mom and a dad in the house. And that it was going to be, on top of that, they were going to be husband and wife. So, So I made this conscious decision. I've been married for 6 going on 7 years.
Wow, that's my awesome.
We have 2 beautiful kids. We have a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old. And, yeah, man, we're rocking and rolling trying to do this family thing.
No, I really respect that because, you know, I'm not saying I'm a player. I just live my life differently. And you remind me of my son, and my son has a family, twin kids, and it's something that he truly wanted because I have traveled my whole life and been so busy that all my kids truly want a stable family. And I had explained to them one day, I said, listen, your father lived his life. That's my life. And you guys live your life. Because the thing that I wanted a man to listen to is that just because you may not be married or you may not have the type of relationship that you want, the thing is play the hand that you dealt and you will live a better life. See, somebody look at you and your wife to go, oh, man, I want the same thing. But they can't have the same thing you have because they're two different people. Mm-hmm. And people need to understand that, and that's extremely important. So what are some of the problems with the youth today that you see? I want to know what are they talking about and what's on their mind the most.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So let me preface it a little bit. So in addition to doing what I do as a youth pastor in my local church, I also work in a local high school. So I kind of get a picture of both sides, like the more churched kids and the more unchurched kids, if you will.
I respect that. Mm-hmm.
But they have the same, you know, same issues, if you would. The main thing I would see is, obviously, they're young people. They're starting to hit puberty, so their hormones are starting to run wild. And they're starting to make, you know, the biggest issue I can tell from my perspective is, them making ill-advised decisions and, you know, with that newfound, process that's coming in their life. And also, just like a lack of direction, a lack of purpose, a lack of mission and drive and knowing what they want in life. And I always tell my kids and my students, although you might be young in the sphere of life, right? Give or take, we're all given 100 years, give or take, right? We're all going to live to maybe 100. And in the scope of 100 years, being 16 sounds so little. But
absolutely.
At the same time, when you're 16, your body gives you this great responsibility, and that responsibility is the option to maybe bring another human into this world. So with that newfound avenue, there's a huge responsibility that comes with it. So I tell them make real make responsible choices with that, and also I really zone in on the young men. And I tell them, discover your purpose. Discover what you think you were put on this earth for and, go 100% hard for it, because all the other stuff is going to come and go. But when you locked into your purpose and you kind of got tunnel vision, you put your best foot forward in that, everything else that's good that's going to come with that is going to come naturally. So, I think the kids, they lack purpose and, focus on what they need to do, and also just making ill-advised decisions. But I think as long as there's blood pumping through their body and air pumping in their lungs, they got hope and they could always right the ship.
Right, and that's the thing about life. Life is not a sprint; it's a marathon.
For sure.
And the reason why I say that, and when I came up in the comedy world, I was at one time, I started for all the great comedians, all of them. But I went another route with my career. A lot of people got their breaks, et cetera, right? And at times I felt like there was pitfalls, but I've always been this determined kind of man.
Yeah.
I've always been this kind of guy that I just never will give up because I'm that determined.
Yeah.
And the other day when I was chilling, I think I was on the plane flying first class and just reminiscing about my life, because they had just announced my Live Nation tour.
Okay.
And then I got some real big stuff happening with Baby from Cash Money and a couple other things that, I'm not going to discuss right now, but it's just major, right? And I started laughing, and I started telling people is you got to run your race. And what I mean by that is, whether you're 16, you might see kids in high school who are valedictorians going to college, doing their thing, and you go, wow, you know, I wish I could be like them.
Yeah.
But if you stay focused, and I mean this, what I'm about to say, people, you stay focused, you start catching up maybe 5 years later, maybe 15 years later, maybe 20 years later, maybe 40 years later, because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And you can catch your competition long as you stay in the game. You got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the race.
Right.
So if you're in the race and you continue to run, and you know, you're going to have pitfalls here and there. Life is not perfect, right? So,
right.
But if you drop the baton, you pick that baton back up, and you keep running until you get what you want. Now, what comes with that? You got to avoid trouble. You have to avoid pitfalls. You have to take care of your health. Because, you know, life is a minefield. So as you go through life, you have to avoid minefields. And sometimes you're going to step on that motherfucker, boom, and your whole life going to get shattered. And the thing is, you gather the pieces and you build and you build, and then you start over again. You know, you start from that moment and move on. Because life, what I realized one day, I said, you know, life is really not for the weak, Kev. You really got to be tough to live through this shit. Because if you're not dealing with personal issues, you got to deal with issues of other people, like what the government, how they treat their people, the wars that happen in our own country, but they don't. They want you to focus on wars overseas in Palestine and on Ukraine. But never you see on the news, only in a negative way, when they talk about Haiti and Ethiopia and Congo. You know, we want the same attention and respect for our people as well.
Facts,
but they don't talk about our people. What they do is they go to our native land and get the diamonds, get the minerals, and steal from us and put our children under inhuman-like conditions to benefit them. It's just crazy. But you caught my attention, because once you started talking about the youth, and I saw all that love, because it was nothing but you could in that hotel lobby, you could tell there was nothing but positive energy.
Sure,
and this is a fact. The love in there was amazing. Even standing in line at Starbucks, everybody in line, you could tell it was nice kids. Nice kids. And I just want to say thank you for what you are doing with the kids up in Boston. So this is what I'm thinking. I would like, if you can pull it together, I would like to come talk at your high school. I'll be in, when do you guys get out of school for the summer?
June, like late June.
I'm going to be
right around Juneteenth, which is, I think, June 18th.
Okay. I'm going to be in Boston doing my show at the Schubert Theater. Have you ever been there before?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, I'm doing a show there at the Schubert Theater in Boston. June 15th. I would like to come in either the 13th or 14th, 2 days before this show, for my show, go talk to the kids at the church, talk to the kids at the high school.
Yeah,
for sure. No fee. I want you to put that together, and I would like to make that happen, and just stay in touch with me, and we'll come talk to the kids. We'll come talk to the kids at the high schools, and just really let them know that there's people who care about them.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
You know, yeah, try to put that together. That would be, that would be so cool to make happen.
For sure. No, definitely. We got to wrangle that together. For sure. Definitely.
You know, so yeah, so that's pretty much it, fam. I just wanted the world. See, now, do you have a school website or your mentorship? What's the name of it at the church and how people can find you? Especially people up in the Boston that listen to my area.
Yeah, definitely. So the church I attend and that I pastor at is called Northeast Christian Church. That's in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Tewksbury for other people. I work for an organization that works in the school. I don't work for the school directly, but the organization I work for is called Elevate New England. We're a mentorship and certain like just a mentorship and leadership and life skills organization. We just, you know, aim to like be like kind of like the quote unquote big brother, big sister, and help kids guide themselves through life and give them a plan for, you know, especially after high school when like that's when stuff is real. Yeah, so that's the work I do, man. My life's calling, I really do feel like that, is to help young people, like, to be that positive role model for them. Because, again, coming from where we come from and then the inner city, a lot of people don't come from nuclear families or they don't have a positive male influence. So I think that's the key. Like, if you would allow me, in the book of Exodus, when Moses, before the Israelites, get casted out of Egypt, right? The Pharaoh, the men of Israel wanted to leave. Everybody wanted to leave, but Pharaoh told the Israelites that all the men could leave, like all the men could leave, but the women and children got to stay. And there was a lesson learned in that, because Pharaoh knew that if the men left, he could do whatever he wanted with the rest. He could sell off the women. He could make the kids slaves. He could do whatever he wanted with the rest, as long as the men left. So I think we have functional men in society who, you know, stand on principles and morals and know how to love and nurture at the same time. And but be men is pivotal to any community, pivotal to any society, having functional, strong men that are able to pour into their women, pour into their children. I think that's the most important thing in our communities, our society. And that's what I aim to do, man. I aim to try to be that for as much young people as I can encounter, be that positive influence in their life. And, yeah, man, I think that's just been my life calling. And, again, I appreciate you for having me on your platform and being able to spread the news and awareness. And, yeah, man, we just got to continue rocking and rolling.
Yeah, but the awesome thing about you is that you're a young kid, 33, and you have concerned yourself with other people's lives. I wanted to give you your flowers and commend you on that, fam. That is so cool. I didn't expect that you to say that when we was talking yesterday. I didn't think you would be saying that you're a pastor and you're helping out the kids. Your look was cool. You know, you got the wavy hair and all that kind of shit. And it was, you know, it almost looked like a producer in Hollywood.
Yeah, no, for sure. The kids, that's my, like, my, you know, my trademark. The kids are always like, yo, Mr. Kev, wavy, Mr. Kev, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I always try to outdo them. Like, hey, listen, man, like, y'all didn't grow up in my era. Like, I feel old talking about it, but, like, I'm not that old. Like, I'm like, this is my era. Like, we did the waves. Like, you guys, y'all got, like, the half cuts and the braids, but we did the waves. So, like,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like the... like dress nice, I guess. I think, I don't know.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
I appreciate it. I really do.
You're doing good.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, I'm not going to hold you. Please give the people your website one more time, a little slower, so they can really hear you, because I think you're on your speakerphone or your Bluetooth.
Yeah. So, my church website is ne-cc.org. And my the organization I work for is ElevateNewEngland.org. So, yeah, check me out. And then on my social media on Instagram, you catch me at KDestin_. I also have a podcast called Not Your Average Kev. Check that on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good jazz. We talk about some real-life issues, kind of the same thing, conversations I just had with TK. Yeah, man. And
I'm going to do it all when I come up there, family. So yeah, June 13th and 14th, put all that together. We could talk to the kids at the school. I'll do your podcast as well, and we could talk, and let's just have a good time. And I want to say it was a pleasure meeting you. God willing, we will see each other in June. But let's definitely stay in touch and say hello.
Likewise, yeah, for sure, definitely. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, and tell the wife I said hello, and looking forward to talking to the kids.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen, this is the TK Kirkland podcast. So this week I'm on vacation as far as performing, but catch me at the Uptown Comedy Theater in Norcross, March 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st before I launch my world tour April 5th in San Antonio, California. Go to your Live Nation app and get your tickets to probably one of the best comedy shows in the world. Appreciate you, and may your pain be champagne. Appreciate you, Kev.
Yes, sir. Y'all ready? In a real way.
Take care now.
Come spend the night with me. I'll take you to ecstasy.
Men, let's face it. As we get older, our bodies change. The largest percentage of men over the age of 40 suffer from some type of erectile dysfunction.
ED.
Guys, don't let Ed creep into your bed. Discover Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Not just a bunch of pills to take, but a natural way to regain stamina and put the spark back in your love life. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Now at Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. And yes, ladies, we thought of you too. We offer the Honey Pack, a safe, natural way for you to decrease hot flashes and increase your libido. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. At Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Log on today for special offers and discounts. That's Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy.
Made for him, thinking of her.
Make sure you follow TK Kirkland on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. For more information about upcoming events and more, visit www.officialtkkirkland.com.
This episode of the TK Kirkland Show was produced by Chris Thomas, executively produced by Charlemagne the God. This is an official Loudspeakers Network production.